You've just heard me read what is by common consent the most perplexing parable in the New Testament. Why does the master commend the dishonest steward who appears to be defrauding them? And why does Jesus seem to approve of this course of action and suggest that we might go and do likewise? It's so perplexing that ever since early Christian centuries, commentators on Luke's Gospel have struggled to understand it. In fact, one commentator goes so far as to blame St. Luke for having transmitted the parable so badly that we can't make head or tail of it. Let's have a look at it. There's a manager, a steward, what the Scots would call a factor, an agent who is managing a rich man's estate and business. And he's not doing a good job of it. There's nothing in the beginning of the story to suggest that the steward is dishonest. And in fact, I wouldn't call this the parable of the dishonest steward or the parable of the unjust steward, although those are conventional titles, because that somehow takes us off down the wrong track. He's just a highly irregular steward. He's adikos. He doesn't follow the normal ways. So he's not doing a good job of managing the estate. There is no implication at the beginning of the story that he is defrauding his master. In fact, the most natural way of taking this is that he's just got very comfortable. He's not really working very hard at the job. He's just coasting along, and the value of the estate is being run down because he's not looking after it properly. And the manager decides to give this idle steward or complacent steward, the coasting steward, his P45. At which point the steward appears to activate a plan that he has already thought of. There's a past tense lurking away there. What shall I do? I can't dig. I've not got the strength for physical labour. Perhaps I've not got the inclination to do a physical job. I mean, I'm much too proud to beg. I've decided what to do. Plan B comes into force. And so he goes off to the debtors, or summons the debtors to him, and starts writing off some of their debt. Apparently, at this point, defrauding his master. Another very clever commentator has an ingenious suggestion at this point, which we might just note in passing. He thinks that the money that is being remitted to the debtors is not the actual sum owed by the man to the manager, but is the steward's own cut. So when he says, oh, take the bill and run it down to 80, he's in fact doing himself out of his legitimate profit and fee, and his master's interest is not being prejudiced at all. I think that's a story that tells you how ingenious learned professors of the New Testament can be. There's nothing in the story to say that that's what's going on. Indeed, the master is specifically commending, come back to that word in a moment, the irregular manager, because he's not playing by the rules. So I think the master is losing something by this proceeding. So he remits these debts. And then the master, well, he congratulated the irregular steward because he had acted cleverly. I don't think he necessarily praises him, as the translation commend suggests. I think it's much more, he says, well, that was very neatly done. He's congratulating him for his clever or shrewd operation. And there is, again, nothing in the story to imply that the master does not go ahead with the dismissal of the servant. He's still getting his P45. It's just that the master smiles and says, yes, that was very neatly done, but on your way with you. One of the difficulties of reading the story is to know exactly where the parable ends. And I think myself that it ends in the middle of verse 8. You won't have the verse numbers on the sheet. But it ends with, and his master congratulated the irregular manager because he had acted shrewdly. End of story. And then the next half of the sentence, for the children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light, looks to me like a little gloss or explanation early in the telling of the story, which has been included in. And then what follows is other material to do with Jesus' teaching on wealth which has got attached to the parable. So let's just suppose for a moment that the story ends with the master congratulating the irregular manager because of his shrewd action. What does the story mean?